underground preacher checking in to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about destroying traumas. Did you know that in psychology, it is well known that a childhood trauma, technically called ACE, short for adverse childhood experiences, can affect you as an adult and even get passed down to future generations and become generational curses? Traumas. Think about it. Slavery is one example of generational trauma, isn't it? Anyways, according to my spiritual experience, a trauma is designed to open you up to the powers of darkness. So once you open up to them, a demon comes in and chooses how to affect your life. This could be manifested as an autoimmune disease, dementia, cancer, bipolar, schizophrenia, depression, anxiety, and so on. In short, a trauma is a foundation to a spiritual stronghold. And a stronghold is a state where someone is locked up behind fear and hatred. The devil will use fear and hatred as building blocks to lock up the person in a state of mind dictated by fear and hatred. And needless to say that with fear and hatred in your heart, you are bound to sin and to sink even deeper in darkness. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." These strongholds are designed in a way that the person locked up behind them will not dare to attempt to escape. Seeing that the walls of the stronghold are made of fear and hatred, the safe thing to do would be to stay away from the walls. And as a result, the person will voluntarily choose to stay safe within the boundaries of the stronghold, however sick that may sound. But rest assured that there is a way out, and destroying that stronghold is a sure way to get out. Remember, however, that a spiritual stronghold is built on a strong foundation. That is a trauma. An example is an adult who is scared of needles. If you dig deep, you will find out that there has been a traumatic event involving needles at some point. Therefore, in order to properly destroy that stronghold of fear of needles, he will have to go down to the trauma in order to dig it out and to pray for healing. The danger here is that destroying a stronghold while leaving its foundation behind will always give the ground to the power of darkness to rebuild another stronghold. So going down to the trauma where it all began and facing it with God, of course, will be the proper way to destroy the stronghold. The tricky part here is that the brain might block the traumatic event as a trauma response that is part of our survival tactic. So prayer is of the utmost importance to invite Holy Spirit into our heart to help identify and to dig out those traumas, no matter how many there are. Keep in mind here that as human beings, we are more fragile than we think. So anything such as a car accident, military training, war, abuse, rape, robbery, neglect, abandonment, being an orphan, sickness, death, television, the news, hearing someone else's story, and so on, can outright traumatize you at any given moment. This does not make you weak. No, it makes you human. And it varies from one person to another. Something that might be traumatizing to me might not be traumatizing to you, and vice versa. Most of the times, there is that one major trauma that took place in your childhood. And that one trauma is the root foundation of all the strongholds in your life. That root foundation usually occurs during childhood because that is when you are most vulnerable and easily traumatized. When you consider our example of the adult who is scared of needles, as an adult, he knows that a needle is not going to kill him. But because he was traumatized as a child, he cannot help but to be scared. As a result, that fear will never leave him unless he goes down to the trauma and gets healed from it. So surrender to God. Let Holy Spirit guide you to your heart to dig out these traumas. Your physical and mental health relies upon your willingness to face those said traumas. So take it seriously. Acknowledge that trauma did take place. Accept that it was indeed traumatic. Allow yourself to go through the emotions. Forgive those who hurt you and pray to release them all to God so He can heal you and restore your soul. Amen?
Amen.
If you are willing to do this today, we can pray together. I will go slow so you will get to follow along. Here we go. Abba Father, King of Kings, our Father in heaven, be glorified and be magnified. Father, I surrender my heart to you, and I'm asking you to dig out all the traumas in my heart, to show me the root foundation of all the strongholds in my life, and to help me face them. Please forgive me in every way that I have sinned against you. I also forgive all those who have hurt me, traumatized me, and offended me in any way. I forgive myself. And Father, I forgive you as well. Not to say that you have done me wrong, but because I have blamed you at some point in my life. So for the sake of my healing, I forgive you. And I'm asking you for your mercy in return. Please place a hedge of protection around me and my loved ones as I destroy the initiation, the chains, the bonds, the prison bars, the ties, the traumas, and the shame of narcissism, abuse, sexual abuse, financial abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, mental abuse, rape, neglect, pain, war, military, robbery, scam, death, sickness, homelessness, cancer, murder, surgery, slavery, suicide, infidelity, poverty, molestation, car accident, the news, abortion, miscarriage, incest, witchcraft, sexual immorality, prison, abandonment, foster home, orphanage, divorce, and more. I cover them all and break them all with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I destroy every emotional bond between me and every demon attached to every trauma in the name of Jesus Christ. I tear down every stronghold established in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command all of you demons attached to all the traumas and strongholds to take up all of your belongings, all of your subjects, and everything else related to you, and to be cast into the abyss and to stay there forever in the name of Jesus Christ. I claim, I want, and I take my soul back from wherever it has been held captive and I restore my soul in the name of Jesus Christ. I also restore everything and anything that has been stolen, held back, broken, hindered, and tampered with in any kind of way. My peace, my finances, my health, my sanity, my love, my relationships, my strength, my energy, my freedom, and everything else. I claim it all back. I want it all back. And I receive it all back in the name of Jesus Christ. I cleanse, close, and seal every access, every gate, and every portal to the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. And I offer myself to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Take me, body, soul, and spirit. I belong to you from now on and forevermore. I love you. I thank you. I adore you. And I have prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You can find this prayer for destroying traumas in our prayer collection, available for free download on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, under the prayer section. So feel free to use this prayer to destroy the remaining traumas out of your life today. Amen?
Amen.
Also, keep in mind that destroying traumas and strongholds will only play a part in your overall healing. This means that working on your relationship with God will still remain a key factor in living a healthy life. So don't stop here. Healing is not overnight. Neither is it a destination. No, healing is a journey to be taken alongside God. And for that purpose, we have developed a 12 steps healing journey to assist you in developing a relationship with God. So don't delay. Get on your healing journey today. Amen.
Amen.
And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church, and I am.